is called the dryland soil nitrogen conservation, as influenced by tillage, cropping sequence, and nitrogen fertilization. Okay, when we use the conventional tillage and fallow treatments, we reduce the soil nitrogen storage by increasing the nitrogen mineralization, and also increasing our available nitrogen compared to with the conventional no tillage and continuous cropping. Legumes in rotation also try to increase nitrogen, available nitrogen, compared to non-legumes, and as a result, we can reduce the rate of the nitrogen fertilization. Nitrogen fertilization can increase the yields, but also, you know, it can reduce the soil quality by increasing soil acidity, nitrogen leaching, and the greenhouse gas emission. So we need improved management techniques to conserve our soil nitrogen, sustain yields, and at the same time reduce the nitrogen losses. So the objective of my study is to evaluate the effects of tillage, cropping sequence, and nitrogen rate on dryland soil nitrogen dynamics, and then identify management practices that can increase our nitrogen storage, obtain a balance between nitrogen conservation and nitrogen mineralization for nitrogen availability to the crops, reduce nitrogen fertilization rate, sustain crop yields and quality, and reduce nitrogen losses through these various processes, leaching, volatilization, denitrification, and greenhouse gas emissions. So my experiment contains 4 tillage and cropping systems and 4 nitrogen rates. The tillage and cropping systems are a combination of different tillage, like no tillage continuous mall barley, no tillage mall barley pea rotation, no tillage mall barley fallow, and conventional till mall barley fallow, which is the conventional system or the traditional system. And the nitrogen rate is 0, 40, 80, and 120 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. This experiment was conducted in Sydney, Montana. We have a precipitation is about 357 millimeter annual. Temperature ranges from -8 in January to 23 in July and August. The soil is a Williams loam, and the experiment was conducted for 6 years from 2005 to 2011. When you look at these biomass nitrogen uptake, crop biomass nitrogen, you can see this different nitrogen rate. On the x-axis, this is the biomass nitrogen rates. You can see these 2 fallow systems. We have a conventional till fallow and no-till barley fallow. Then we have a continuous mall barley and a no-till barley pea rotation system. And you can see this no-till barley pea system has got the highest amount of crop biomass nitrogen. In terms of soil nitrogen, total soil nitrogen at the depth of 120 centimeter depth, say 6 years. After 6 years, we see that this no-till barley pea not only has the biomass, and also tend to be higher nitrogen storage rate. This, you see these numbers over here inside the parenthesis is the nitrogen storage rates. So, for example, our conventional or traditional system, conventional tea barley is decreasing nitrogen rates by almost 3.3 kilogram nitrogen per hectare per year. On the other hand, which is this barley pea has the highest nitrogen storage, almost 30 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare per year. And the other 2 systems are in between. So the no-till barley pea, if you rotate a legume and non-legume rotation, we can also try to have this nitrogen storage, high nitrogen storage rate. In terms of residual soil nitrogen, at the depth of 0 to 120 centimeters after 6 years, or the means of 6 years, you can see this no-till barley pea system also has the lowest residual nitrogen, which is good. If you have the highest amount of residual nitrogen, that nitrogen will be lost by leaching. There is a potential for leaching loss. So this no-till barley pea, you can see those 2, no-till continuous barley and no-till barley pea rotation has the lowest amount of inorganic nitrogen. That's inorganic nitrogen is the sum of ammonium and nitrate nitrogen, but the 2 fallow systems, they have the highest amount of residual nitrogen. That's because during the pile of period, the soil starts to mineralize and you'll have a higher nitrogen rate, this high-level nitrogen in there. When you use the amount of total nitrogen fertilizer applied, you see, we almost can reduce our nitrogen rate by almost half. In terms of 0, 40, 80, and 100, 20, this is a barley rotation system. This is a barley pea, and then is a no-till barley fallow, and then conventional till barley fallow. You can see those in each of these nitrogen rates, we can reduce almost nitrogen fallow. This is because, you know, during the pea, we don't apply nitrogen during the pea rotation system. And then when you put that pea residue back into the soil, it also supplies nitrogen. So as in the two-year rotation, if you take up a two-year rotation system, we can almost reduce our nitrogen fertilization by almost half just by using this rotation system with a legume and non-legume together compared with a continuous non-legume. And we look at this nitrogen balance systems after 6 years. You can see this nitrogen balance, I calculated this like total grain nitrogen removed from 2006 to 2011. Surface residue nitrogen in 2011. That's the end of the experiment. There's some residue, surface residue. I took out that and find out how much residue was in the surface, how much nitrogen in the surface is left. Then the soil total nitrogen at 120 centimeters in 2011. That's the end of the experiment. Then soil total nitrogen in 2006. That's the beginning of the experiment. And the total nitrogen fertilizer applied from 2006 to 2011. And I assume that the nitrogen added through precipitation is very low, almost negligible. So if you do this kind of equation to calculate the nitrogen balance, you see this all we are losing nitrogen in almost all the treatments. The only positive nitrogen balance I found is this treatment over here. This blue line is a no-till barley pea with 40 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. That's the only treatment where I see a positive nitrogen balance. But all others treatments are losing the nitrogen. So you can see almost after 6 years, almost 1,500 kilograms of nitrogen could be lost out for some reason. There are lots of nitrogen will lost. And these loss would take place by different processes. Leaching, volatilization, denitrification, greenhouse gas emissions, all this kind of system. That's what I'm thinking about, these losses. If you look at the grain yield, the average annualized grain yield, the grain yield of malt barley and pea, you see this no-till barley pea annualized yield is also higher. This yield is the average of barley and pea annualized yield. The 6 years mean annualized yield, 2006 to 2011. And the next one is this continuous barley. You can see those, if you take the continuous barley versus the barley pea rotation, that barley pea rotation also give me higher annualized yield. And if you see these two rotation, two fallow systems have been here, they would give the low yield. That's because during the fallow period there was no crop. So when you annualize it, the yield, you divide it by two. The crop during fallow is zero, so you annualize by yield, and then as a result, you see low annualized in these two fallow systems. When I look at the barley, grain protein, malt barley grain protein, malt barley is also used for malting purposes, beers. And you can see the threshold value is about 13.5%. This is a 13.5% threshold. And anything value above 13.5% is not good. It's not good for the malting purposes. Anything below that threshold value is low. So when you take about this one, then you see these treatments over here. No-till pea barley. The 3 out of 4 no-till barley pea with 40 to 80 is still good for the melting purposes. The protein concentration is still below the threshold values. And when you look at the grain plumpness, malt barley, grain plumpness is the size of the grain for malting purposes. The higher the concentration of the grain, the better it is. You can see those values. This is the threshold value, is about 80%. That's the threshold, and you can see this no-till barley P with 40, 0, 40 is still above the threshold value. So what I am talking about is not only the yield, is also the quality of the grain. And all other these values are below the threshold value. So if your grains are not good, then it's not good for the malting purposes. So almost 80% of the grain should be good. The plumpness should be about 80% or higher. So after we compare the improved versus the traditional farming, what I did was I took my improved practices as no-till barley pea with 40 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, and I compare with the traditional system, which is conventional till barley with 80 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. And these are the benefits that I got in terms of percentage. So that means if I use my improved practices, I can increase crop biomass nitrogen by 69%. Soil total nitrogen is not significantly different, only 3%, so that's not different. But soil inorganic nitrogen, that residual nitrogen, I can reduce this by almost 32% by using those improved practices. I can reduce my nitrogen fertilizer rate by almost half, 54%, in a two-year rotation system. If I use a barley versus barley pea, I can reduce my nitrogen rate by almost half. I can increase my nitrogen balance by almost 125% just by using the improved practices. I can increase my grain yield by almost 44%. I can reduce grain protein concentration by almost 13%. And I increase my plumpness by almost 24%. So you can see, when you use these improved practices, you can not only reduce the nitrogen benefits in the soil, but also in terms of nitrogen balance, the crop yield, and the crop quality. So, the conclusion is that tillage has no minimal effect. Tillage doesn't have any effect. We try to compare no-till barley versus conventional till barley. There was no effect. Neither in terms of nitrogen rate, nor in the soil nitrogen, or crop yield and quality. No-till barley P with 40 kilogram nitrogen can be used to increase soil nitrogen storage, optimize nitrogen uptake, reduce nitrogen rate, fertilizer rate, nitrogen losses, and we also can sustain crop yield and quality compared with the traditional system. So the traditional system is that my conventional till barley with fallow with 80 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. This information can be used to other dry land cropping systems with similar soil and climatic conditions where small crops are usually grown. So that's the end of my conclusion, and I would be glad to answer any questions do you have. Yes.
I noticed you measured a reduction or a net loss in nitrogen in the system for all the systems. Did you do any measurements of the organic nitrogen and the effect of any changes there in the soil?
Measure the total nitrogen, not the organic.
Okay, but you showed
inorganic.
Your calculation for election was crop residue plus mineral land plus crop yield.
Soil total nitrogen.
But you did not include soil organic nitrogen. You didn't do a direct measurement of soil organic nitrogen.
Soil total nitrogen is the total of inorganic and organic nitrogen. I measured the soil total nitrogen.
He didn't directly measure it.
No.
Yeah, you estimated the residue. You didn't actually measure the soil, what's happening to the soil organic nitrogen content.
That, instead of increasing the soil organic nitrogen, I used the soil total nitrogen.
You didn't actually measure
it. No, I didn't.
You estimated it from
No, but we can find it out from the inorganic. If you subtract inorganic, total minus inorganic will be your organic nitrogen.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood your equation, but when I
still have
the equation.
That's the soil total nitrogen. That's why I use it. Soil total nitrogen. Is the nitrogen balance is the soil total nitrogen. You see, that's soil.
Okay,
soil total nitrogen is a sum of inorganic plus organic nitrogen. Okay. Any more questions? Do we have, yes? Tillage has no effect.
In grain?
No. Tillage has no effect on the crop yield, crop quality, soil nitrogen, biomass nitrogen. No till and conventional till is almost same. Minimal effect. Yes. I am not an economist, so we still need to do the economic analysis. We are looking for an economist. So, anybody want to volunteer, we'll be glad to collaborate. Do we have any question for the previous presenters?